is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
I just got to text my wife. What size shoe do you wear? I write back, 10. Normally, depends on the shoe type, right? Some types of shoes fit different.
Are you concerned that yesterday she didn't know your wedding song and today she doesn't know your shoe size?
Well, I don't know. I don't expect her to know my shoe size. Yeah, I don't know hers.
I'm not sure I know.
Wait a minute, Laura.
You
buy shoes for him. Like, that's one of his top gifts, is he loves his Chuck Taylor, so I buy him shoes every 6 months.
Does Jeff buy his own shoes? Does he ever buy his own shoes?
He does, but he always, for birthdays, Father's Days, Christmas, all that, because he wears a lot of Chuck Taylors, and I just go on rotation. Oh, I bought him gray last time. I'm going to buy a blue this time. I'm going to buy him black.
No support white on those Chuck Taylors. I can't stand them.
He still wears them every day.
He's got no frame. He's a medium. The guy weighs like 40 pounds. He doesn't need support.
Your feet need,
he's good to go.
Everybody's feet need support.
Maybe 160.
It's not a slam. It's a compliment, you know? No, I don't know my wife's shoe size, and I would never expect her to know mine.
I don't know Amy's, and I just went with her
to the shoe sale.
She went
crazy.
But the text, I said 10 depends on this on the shoe type. I said, why? She wrote, nothing.
Mystery.
Oh, you're getting
new shoes.
Hey, you're getting new Crocs.
I don't have any Crocs.
I think they were buy one, get one half off.
Yeah, I thought you had Crocs. Yeah.
I had Crocs like 10 years ago, guys. Get with it.
Okay.
I haven't had Crocs in like fucking 10 years. Still bring it up all the time. No, I'm serious. Okay, you're right. I got a couple. I've had them. I've had them for years. Yeah,
now you've decided they're not cool and you don't want to be associated
with
the
Croc.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. I just want to make shit up.
It's a Croc.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It sounds like a crock of shit to me.
That's what it is. Yeah, whatever. I don't know why I speak.
I got to try sneakers on those shoes. I don't mail order them. I wear orthotics, too, so it becomes a little more complicated. I got to try them on.
So I got these Skechers. They call them slip-ins, which, of course, are just like pretty much comfortable slippers. Once you get them and you say, okay, I got a size 10, then you know you're good to go with that type of shoe, right? Although I'm like you. I want to try them on.
I mean, if I'm getting the exact same shoe, maybe
then
not.
You can do it.
But running sneakers, like they change every time you go in.
Agreed.
They're not making that model, they're different, so I gotta try them on.
But what's with the nothing?
I buy my dad sneakers for Christmas too, so he's a 12, and
I've never bought anybody else.
Does he
shoes
go with the white ones?
No, he has blue. I think I bought him gray, but he likes the Skechers. I got him some slip-on ones for Christmas, and then for Father's Day, I bought him some dressier Skechers.
They're really
my
comfortable.
My dad's all about the white high tops. And then when you wear Converse sneakers in front of him, the girls love this. They love their Converse sneakers. My dad will pull them aside and go, I remember when those first came out. I had to save for those things, and he tells the same story over and over, and the girls love it. Did you get the story? Yeah, I got the story about the sneakers.
I don't know if my dad's ever worn sneakers. Ever.
That was always...
What is he wearing? Dress shoes?
No, like work shoes. Not like boots, not like, you know, Timbies or whatever, but like black work shoes.
All right.
You know, with lace.
Yeah.
I don't think he's not a loafer guy. Come to think of it, I don't think I've ever seen him in his life wear sneakers.
Yeah, my dad, if he's not...
What's up with that?
My dad's not in work boots and he's casual, Pat. He's got the white high tops.
Yeah, my dad's steel-toed boots, obviously, all day at work, and then I have him slip on Skechers that I bought him now because it's comfy.
So my dad, the socks don't have to match anything that you're wearing.
Some people just don't care.
Green wool socks, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. And he never wears shorts. You're never going to see my dad's legs ever.
I could probably.
Ever.
My dad, the only shorts he had, it said U.S. Air Force in the corner, and I'm pretty sure those were the ones that they issued him. A handful of times I've seen my dad in a bathing suit. That never happened.
Parents came over last week, and they both had on sweaters with the bald eagle embroidered on them.
Need one.
Like they got these at the Rochester Fair. They won them on some wheel.
Sweater. Wasn't it a million
where
degrees?
Get them?
Huh? I don't know. I asked her, did you get those at the Rochester Fair? She goes, I don't know. You know, I don't know. But yeah, they both had the matching bald eagle, and no, I would never, ever wear an embroidered bald eagle on me, ever.
Do you?
Not even when I'm 90.
When you get older, do you get chilly all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're cold all the time.
My dad showed up at SIG. Me and Greg are out there sweating our balls off.
Yeah.
My dad's
had
got
a jacket on.
Jeans on, and he's got a
windbreaker.
Windbreaker.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm sweating pushing the computer. I don't know.
The engine room dies down, man. He just can't put out the heat. Yeah, so he can't do it.
You know, as soon as September rolls around, he's got his long underwear on.
Can't be cool enough for me, man. I'll tell you that right now. Here. Yeah, I like it. I like it cool. But his mom had a nice sweater on, Laura. But boy, she gave good hugs, like the long hugs that she hung in there and pressed.
They lingered.
You could feel her breathing. You know what I mean? It was really a really nice hug. It was a really nice hug. And her hair smelled like lavender and lilacs and beautiful, soft meadows of sunshiny, touched grain and rice.
Is her front moist like Kelly's mom's?
I can't speak to the moistness.
No,
I don't want to.
I think Roadkill said that Kelly's mom is.
I was only being honest.
He said it today. Yeah, I know.
Sometimes her back gets dry, and I just said, but her front's always moist.
Somebody sprinkled stardust in Judy McMullen's hair, and I could smell it. It was it was intoxicating.
Stay out of that.
I could have stayed there for like days.
No, you shouldn't have.
Yeah. So anyway.
But you,
the text threw me off there. Sorry.
When we had got water in the basement, I ran downstairs. I had my pea shoes on and they got destroyed, but I had to keep kind of vacuuming the water. Like immediately those things like swelled up. They, I don't know, because it was leather or whatever. And I threw Amy's Crocs on and did the rest of the basement. Not gonna lie. It's pretty damn comfortable.
I only said that for the years I had them. It took nothing but a massive amount of shit from you guys.
My kids love their Crocs. I don't own a pair. One day, now Parker has huge feet. Jeff ran outside and he just threw on Parker's Crocs. He came back and he goes, think you better buy me a pair of those and keep them in the camper. So those are just good, easy to throw on kind of shoes.
Do you think, you know why I bought them all those years ago? This is how long ago it was.
Comfy?
It was 2015. No, it was 2008 when Caitlin got sick. We went to Boston Children's. We were there for a long time. Every doctor and every nurse was wearing Crocs.
Now
they're walking all day long on like cement, right? Or because this was before everything was carpeted in hospitals, you know. And I'm like, they got to be good if the doctors and nurses are wearing them.
Yes. Now they want you to wear them. But if you are doing certain jobs, you're not allowed to wear them because of the holes in them that you could get a needled.
None of them had holes.
Yeah.
I noticed that I asked
that
question.
Can't wear on the construction site.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. But I'm just telling you that I did buy a pair back then and they were comfortable. And I don't mind wearing them. But I haven't had them for the longest time. And yet you still bring it up. You just bring it up.
We do associate the Croc with you.
When I think Croc, I think Greg. Wow. I do.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Greg. No, I think of my kids who love their Crocs.
But like he tries them on, he wears them, but he'll never wear them because they're not cool enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a pair at some point.
Whatever you want to do, I'm totally cool.
But you have to be careful because there's a lot of knockoff brands.
Nobody cares what you're wearing on your feet.
Yeah.
Nobody. Nobody nowadays cares about anything you wear. Don't you know that by now? You should know that.
Yeah, but you have to be
careful. Nobody's giving you shit about what you wear.
You have to be careful in this room.
Nah, you don't. You think you do.
Mostly from you.
You just got to not care. I put this aside today. I saw this, and 1 in 3 Americans say they have an idea that they believe will make them rich. My question to you is, have you ever had such an idea?
I have one now, but I can't release it because I'm afraid it'll... I need somebody to work with to make it...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's so good that I think it would work, and I think that everybody that camps and stuff would love it.
Do you know what... I'll tell you what my idea was, and I never moved on it, and had I moved on it, oh my God, I think I could... Yeah. I could be extremely wealthy right now.
I know what it is.
Do you?
Yeah, you've talked about it.
Fruit flavored water.
Yeah,
like I'm like, they should just come out with water. This is before the hydration craze, where you see people toting around a 60-ounce gallon of water, like, and they carry it around this giant jug, like they're gonna drink that, and they're gonna look at you while they drink it. Weirdos. Anyway, I thought, just put a little fruit flavor in it, like nothing sweet. Don't make it a juice or anything like that. Just put a smidge of flavor in that water. And I would drink more water. And then look what happened.
It's everywhere.
What? Clearly Canadian, yeah. Fruit flavored water, the Mio, that stuff, the little square.
Love it.
All of that stuff came out of that. And this was before any of that was even on the market. I said, somebody should do that. And then it happened, and it was everywhere, and it was fruit-flavored water everywhere. Not the sweetie, juicy
not
type.
Not Kool-Aid.
No, not at all.
No, I know what Greg's talking about. It was clear, and you would, it was clear looking.
So no calories, no sugar.
They'll have it.
No, they do.
Right, but
when Greg talked about it, it was like within a year, it was a thing.
Bang.
So I think at some point, somewhere in Greg's travels, he brought it up. Somebody ran with it.
Yeah, I think I talked about it on the air. I would not be surprised if the person behind the movement or person involved in the movement heard us talk about it and then took it and ran, which I can't. I mean, I knew what I was doing when I said it.
And they could be listening again right now. That's why Laura's not going to give up hers.
I get that. Yeah. Have you ever had an idea that you thought?
No.
No, never.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I just want some sort of thing to prevent anything from going down the seat, the cracks in your seats in your car. But
I can't believe it's taken this long to have a cell phone that operates on Bluetooth and have to plug it into an auxiliary patch in your car to get it to connect. I can't believe it. Like, you know, you want Apple CarPlay? Got to plug it in. Now, the new cars, in the newest models, they don't.
My car, my car's a 2022.
So it's mine. Has,
yeah, you don't have to hook up. It joins right to Wi-Fi if you want. And it has like
does it use Bluetooth comes up? I mean, Apple CarPlay comes up on the screen through Wi-Fi.
Yeah, through Wi-Fi. See, and I have a charging pad, which Jeff thought was great because his phone wouldn't charge through a thing anymore. There's something stuck in it. Mm. So you get in my car, I could charge mine with a plug, or you can
lay it on a
pad, which I thought was cool.
Man, it's got to be exact in order to that phone moves, it stops charging. We have it on the passport.
I don't have one.
I never have a million-dollar idea, Scotty, for the drumming industry that somebody should invent?
Not the drumming industry, but in general, I said that they, at some point, I like the corners when it comes to a brownie. That they should make something where there's a ton of corners. And there is.
They did,
yeah.
They came up with I remember you saying that.
The corners are the best brownie ever.
It's basically,
and this thing is, I don't even remember the shape, but there's like 5 or 6 more corners than the average brownie.
It's like
brownie
a little, the two things. It's like A, cupcakes. Brownies and cupcake things, awesome. And also the brownies that could put into old like ice cube trays so that everything has a corner. Every brownie bite has a corner. Freaking greatest idea ever. Greatest idea ever.
So smart.
I thought for a long time about cameras, you know, because I do photography and I have a sling camera. So that means like if you wear a what do you call it? Neck strap. Thing weighs down on your neck. You don't want that. Right? So I have a sling so that my camera hangs down by my right waist like a gun. And that's where it hangs.
Why do you want the pressure on your neck all the time?
It's not. It's going across your shoulder. You don't want it on your neck.
You're creating something that is sharing the weight of the
It's ergonomically better.
Okay.
Right? And so I put my hand down on my right side, and it's immediately on the camera part where the shutter is. That's what I want. So I thought of that. Somebody made it. And then I thought, you know what else, too? Right here. A tight little chest pad that somehow your camera hooks right into it, and both of those ideas got made. I only bought one of them though.
I think they were made years ago. No?
I never said. Yeah, they probably were. I didn't know it, but I always thought that would be a good idea, and I never have the fortitude or the ambition to actually. I wouldn't know where to start with an invention. Who do you call?
Well, you got to get it.
But say copyrighted Shark Tank.
Investors.
Right.
Yeah. Shark Tank. There's no Shark Tank for me.
I'm trying to think, like, what do you do first? Because, like, in the 70s and 80s, what they always said, if you came up with a band name and you wanted that and you couldn't afford to get it copyrighted, there were ways that you could go down the list a little bit that wasn't going to cost you as much.
Wasn't it like $50? It's only like $50.
Yes, but another time it used to be more, and it can't finally came down to 50, is you come up with a logo and then have it from either, like, something, a flyer or something, put it in an envelope and mail it to yourself. It's been stamped, do not open the envelope, and you have the envelope that says, "Hi, I'm Laura, and I came up with this band name, Anvil, years before the..." Here, passes, you know, a lawyer or whoever, the envelope, they open it, it's been dated.
I don't know if that would stick.
I know people that did it back in the day with artwork.
You should ask him. Ask him, Ryan, when he comes in.
I did it because I used to do it a long time ago. I'm talking 20, 30 years ago. If you played in a band in high school, you didn't want anybody to steal the name. That's how you...
When you were getting together with one of the variations of bands, the multitude of bands that you've been in, What names got kicked around that you didn't use that you liked?
Oh, there was a ton of them. I can't even remember because I've named the last few.
Anal Blaster.
You know what? Anal Blaster puts you in a corner.
It does put you in a corner.
Right in the corner. And yeah. I don't know. I don't want to always be there. Mm-hmm. I liked a heavier name, mm-hmm. but at the same time, a name that made you kind of go, I'd like to know more.
Okay. Yeah. Essence of Anal. How's that? A little better? A little cooler?
That was a little cooler. Yeah.
Not so much of a quarter.
You like the anal, huh?
Who doesn't?
But there was never a band name off the top of your head that you're like, I always like Savage Elevator. I don't know. Something crazy that you didn't.
I'm not willing. I'm not saying it because I don't know if there comes a day that I might use it.
What's the first word?
It's only one word.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Pungent.
Pungent's a great name.
Great name. Pungent's going to be playing tonight.
And someday, maybe I will tell you, but right now, it's a name that I like that I don't know. Maybe at some point I'll do a side thing, and that's what I would call it.
Scott McMullen and the Plastic Ono Band.
Oh, I love that idea.
Can't really do that. John Lennon did that. Oh. Yoko. Anyway. All right. Well, anyway. So, yeah, that was it. And you know, let me tell me this. Your idea, million-dollar idea, had to do with camping.
Yeah.
Toilet that attaches to the bumper?
No.
Portable shower that comes off the back?
Nope.
Did I tell you about the camping vehicle that I parked next to in Acadia? I got to get one of those. I got to get one of those super vans. The giant vans that are like it's got a bedroom inside. Just a big, big-ass van.
You can just do that.
Are you talking about a camper? Or are you talking about a big van?
What's the name of them? They're conversion vans. They take these vans, and they're really big, and they're badass, and you got a bed in the back, you got a little kitchenette, you got a little patio on top of the van, it's got a ladder going up the back.
The Petito vans.
It's got, what?
The Gabby vans.
What's a Gabby van?
Gabby Petito. She's the one that traveled the world in and all
before
over. Before she was murdered.
No, that's a white van, right? No, just a white van? This is a souped-up Big Daddy.
It's a van that you can stand up in.
Yeah, and on the top, it's got like a little patio, and it's got a ladder going up the side. And off the back, Laura, it's got like fold out. That's the shower. The shower's built right off the back of the van. It's got water. It's got everything. I got to get one of those. They're like $150,000.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I don't know if they're called. That's weird that they call them that.
They do have attachments for most vehicles now. My mother-in-law has a Honda, one of the SUVs. What's the SUV that Honda has? Whatever it is.
A passport is what my wife has. That's
no, it's the other one. But anyways, it attaches to the back of the vehicle.
Yeah.
So you have pretty much a tent, and you can sleep in your vehicle when all the seats lie down, like laid down, and then you walk out, and you have your tent area where you can change, you can have your bathroom, you can have all that.
Speaking of inventions, I know this is kind of unrelated, but I bought one of the pop-ups that replaced the one that got taken over by the storm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what the new ones do? You got a little circle in the middle, right? In the middle of it. All you do is push it up.
Push it up, yeah.
Like, you don't have to deal with the legs going click, 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 and then getting that thing all the way up there. I'm like, holy shit, this is 10 times easier than it was before.
Our screen tent that we have for, outside of our camper is a, whoop, just pop it up.
Pop it up, and then it clips into place.
Yep, it clips into place, and then ours is a screen tent.
And as you push it up, Scotty, it spreads out on its own. It's been a long time since I bought one. I'm like, holy crap. Nice move.
They're very nice.
Whoever thought that up.
I can tell you the band name that I've always wanted, just looked it up online. It's taken by like three. I wanted for like 15 years now, GERD. I wanted a band called GERD.
Because you got the GERD.
Because I got the GERD. And it's just gross.
So gross.
But Kelly, if you're playing metal, what do you want?
Have you heard the music?
You want it to be like...
Like that.
Yeah.
GERD. That's
GERD.
Like. That was Scotty's biggest hit single.
This sucks.
Right there.
Too bad.
Yeah. Well, put a spin on it, man. Put like GERD lightning.
The GERD
herd. The GERD explosion.
The GERD herd.
That could be a great
GERD herd.
Herd of GERD. Gang of herd. There's another one right there.
Damn it.
Yeah. GERD it through the grapevine.
Oh, dude, solid. That's really good. All right. Well, anyway. Hey, if you have any million-dollar ideas, let us know.
We won't steal them, we promise.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. We got a ball game. We're going to the ball game, kids.
Or if you have an idea of like where I can... Maybe you're really creative.
What's Laura's next step? Problem is you got to do it with someone you know. You can't just do it with some clown. Because they'll screw you.
But I trust all of you out there. I don't think you'd screw me over.
There's never any stories of people that have been screwed over with great ideas.
Not by any of our listeners.
I'm not saying our listeners are good or bad. I'm just saying there are people out there.
What'd you just say?
I said they won't screw me.
I'm going to leave that alone, and I'm going to wish that you all have a great day. And we will see you tomorrow.
People are going to have a better day now.
At 5:30. Tomorrow morning, by the way, Thursday, we've got Metallica tickets, okay? So Gillette Stadium. So that's going to be happening. All right? Write it down. We'll see you then.